It's time for our Lockbaugh Valley School update with Superintendent Greg Schmidt. And how's it going today, Greg?
It's going well. Beautiful day again.
Yeah, fall time.
It is.
We're done
yesterday
with, done
was
with
the
summer.
First day. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a busy time for you and all the staff out at Lockbaugh Valley and the kids during homecoming week, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of a busy, crazy week in many ways. Lots of fun activities for kids and events during lunch and events after school. And yeah, it's just, but they've had float building this week and just a bunch of neat things going on.
Building school spirit, that's what it's called, right?
For sure. Go Eagles.
Go Eagles, there we go. All right, well, we got a lot to talk about this morning. I know you had a board meeting last night.
We did. Yeah, I think the important things to know about are that we approved election judges for the referendum that's coming up on November 5th. We also approved polling places. The board did that last night. And also, they were made aware that absentee ballots are available now for people if they want to vote early. And we're just encouraging people to vote. Again, they can do absentee ballots by contacting the school district office at 320-752-4800. And yeah, we talked about a little about the levy last night and approved the levy at maximum. And the levy is projected to go up just a little bit over 1% for next year.
Okay.
And that could change depending on the results of the November 5th election.
Yeah, and I just want to remind everybody, Wednesday nights, I'm part of a Vote Yes committee for the district, and it's going to be at 5:30 in the theater, and everyone's welcome to join us there, and we meet every Wednesday at the theater at the school. All right, what else we got going on, Greg?
Well, I already mentioned that a lot of things about the referendum going on. We have a tax impact calculator that was provided to us by our financial advisor, Baker Tilly, and that is available on our website. You can plug in the value of your home, and it'll tell you what your taxes will be in next year. So you don't have to guess. You don't have to rely on a tax impact chart that we have also available, but you can actually plug in the value of your land. It could be farmland. It could be ag homestead farmland. It could be non-homestead farmland. And it'll tell you, again, you put the number of acres and the value of that land, and it'll tell you what your taxes will be. So,
okay, you can go on lqpv.org.
Correct. Right on the homepage there, you'll see a thing says tax impact calculator.
Okay.
So you click on that. It's really easy to use.
Okay. I understand there's a promotional video that'll be happening?
Yes, there are a couple of them, actually. There were some filming that took place last week on Thursday. And we videotaped probably 15 different people and lots of situations, walls that need repair and different things that'll be put into a couple different videos. And then this week on Thursday, a different company is coming in to do a video that's even more of a professional look to it than.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we're going to be interviewing some people this week too, and we hope that Maynard's one of them.
Yeah, Maynard's good at promoting things in the community, that's for sure. So, yeah. Open houses coming up.
Yeah, we do have some open houses that haven't been publicized yet. They just were publicized at the board meeting for the first time. We have one on October 14th in Appleton Milan Elementary School at 6:30, one on the 22nd, which is a Tuesday, at MMN at 6:30, and then one on the 23rd, which is the following night at Lacklaparo Valley Middle and High School at 6:30 p.m. So the purpose is to show, first of all, one of those videos. There's going to be a 30-minute video created that really shows people what the issues are. And I think it'll be pretty informative. Instead of doing a different kind of a presentation, it'll be in video form. And then there'll be an opportunity for people to ask questions of the architect and the engineer.
Oh.
And also an opportunity to tour the building if they'd like. They can see some things firsthand for themselves.
Right. And so those are October 14th at Appleton Milan Elementary, 6:30. October 22nd at Madison Marietta Nassau Elementary, 6:30. And October 23rd, Lacparo Valley Middle School High School at 6:30.
That's right.
Very important to probably come to that and see for yourself.
We certainly hope people will come.
Yep. Okay. That's about the referendum. And we'll be giving out some more information here on Q92 till November on that, I'm guessing. So stay tuned for the information on that.
Yep.
All right, homecoming week, Greg.
Oh, lots. Like I said before, lots of things going on. I think some of the highlights, volleyball is home tonight, and I believe that they're home on Thursday night also. Yep.
Against Dawson Boyd.
So we have two home matches this week for volleyball. I know that junior high football, I believe that they're home this week. The varsity team plays at home on Friday night against Dawson.
Against
Camby. That's
yep.
right, the Lancers.
Camby Lancers, yep.
So a lot of home events this week, which will be kind of exciting.
And I know the tennis team Thursday night, they're going to take on state-ranked Minnewaska at home. So that's one of the best teams in the state there.
Yeah, they're typically pretty strong. And
yep. Got a family up there that's pretty good in tennis, I understand, huh?
Yep, they're good.
Yep.
Just the parade's on Friday at 1 o'clock, and we encourage the public to come out and see that. It's since we started doing it at the school during the school day, we've had more and more people come out to be part of that, and it's been really a fun event.
It is.
That's at 1 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, you don't want to miss the homecoming parade out at Lock Barrel. It's quite an event. Actually, the whole afternoon is with Pep Fest and the Powder Puff. The senior and junior girls are really going back at it, back and forth, about who's going to win the Powder Puff game.
That's right. Yeah, and then the three-line football, the elementary kids that are playing flag football, they're going to participate before the ball game on Friday night from 6 till 6:30. So those of you that want to see the fifth and sixth graders should come out on Friday night.
Okay. My favorite event during homecoming is the Taste of Lac Parle Valley. A lot of food out there before the game, and it's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, they do a nice job, and we have a number of people that do have booths out there, and they serve different things. So that's really a fun time.
Yep. All right. Did we cover about everything, or we got one more thing here about the Reading Corps?
Well, yeah, we have Reading Corps positions that are still open over in Appleton Milan Elementary School, and we have a full-time person right now, but we're looking for another full-time person that can work with kindergarten kids, and also a part-time person who would work with various different grade levels. So that's a position that allows people to get a stipend, so it's technically a volunteer position, but there is a small paycheck that goes with it, and people can actually use a benefit that comes with that position to help them go to college if they want to go to college, or they can, it could be transferred to their children or their grandchildren.
Okay.
So it could be anybody about any age, and you don't have to be a college graduate. You don't have to have a degree of any sort. You do have to be 18 or older, and then they provide the training to teach you how to teach kids how to read.
Okay, that's what the job entails, is
that's right,
teaching kids how to read.
That's right.
Okay, awesome. All right. Yeah, a lot of things going on, like Greg mentioned, on Lac Parle Valley this week, and always a lot of activity out there.
So. Very busy week.
Yep. Did we cover about everything, Greg?
I think so.
All right. Well, you have a good homecoming week. I know you're busy. We should congratulate the King and Queen, Leighton Whitnable and Addie Oy. They were crowned on Monday night.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and that's always the coordination is always a lot of work put into that as well, so. Thanks for coming in again, Greg.
Well,
appreciate
thanks, Paul.
It. And we'll probably see you out there at the parade.
Sounds good.
All right. Greg Schmidt, the Lac Parle Valley Superintendent, with our Lac Parle Valley School Update.